According to a 2014 study from the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development, over 115 Milwaukee people may be homeless on any particular day, and over half of them chronically so. But experts believe the real number of chronically homeless may actually be higher.
An ambitious new program from the Milwaukee County Housing Division aims to stamp out chronic homelessness within 3 years. Based on the Housing First model that's been used in other parts of the country, the program hopes to serve about 300 people every year.
The administrator of the Milwaukee County Housing Division, James Matthew, joins us now. James, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much for having me.
So let's start out by getting the basics. Can you give us an outline of the plan?
Sure. So what you mentioned earlier, we looked at our point-in-time data, which is really a group of nonprofits, government individuals, and volunteers, which literally counts the homeless individuals in Milwaukee County. Those would be individuals sleeping on the street, but also in our homeless shelters. And what our point-in-time survey found in 2014 was about 195 chronically homeless individuals. So what our plan is trying to do is not only house those individuals using the Housing First philosophy, but a lot of us know that's an under-reporting. So our plan is really to try to serve 300 people, knowing that there is more than 195.
Well, let's talk about what Housing First means, because in many cases in the past, the homeless person might qualify for that housing by going through various treatment steps, but this is taking a different approach. How?
Yeah, what this really is kind of a barrier-free model. So it sounds simplistic, but the goal of Housing First is really to get somebody into permanent housing immediately. So Housing First isn't based on where you're at with treatment, where you're at with medical appointments, where you are with your criminal background. Our goal is really to get you into housing immediately, and then we wrap supportive services around you, whether that be mental health treatment, alcohol and drug treatment, representation through court processes, whatever that happens to be. But our goal is really to take an individual directly off the street and immediately put them into their own permanent housing.
Now, as I understand it, this was pioneered by a guy named Dr. Sam Samberis. So where else has this model been tried, and how has it worked?
So there's been, as you mentioned, Dr. Sam Samberis was the originator of this plan in New York. We actually flew in Dr. Samberis to meet with the downtown businesses to go over this plan, as well as specifically what we can do in downtown Milwaukee. So he's had great success in New York. There's also been a lot of talk lately about Utah. Utah has been very successful in eliminating chronic homelessness, and I know Dr. Samberis is also in Canada, and the nation of Canada is actually looking at adopting a Housing First initiative because the data definitely shows that individuals can be placed into housing with pretty severe needs, and then also the public wins because we see a dramatic decrease in emergency room visits, police time, detox time, and fairly expensive social services.
What do we know about why it seems to work to get people into housing first and foremost, and then, as you said, sort of wrap the treatment around that core? Why does that work?
Well, we've already noticed the change locally because we got some funding to begin this July 1st. So our housing division now has its own outreach team, homeless outreach team, which we've never had before. And we're encountering individuals. There were two individuals that were looking at, they're actually apartment shopping right now, that have been homeless in the city of Milwaukee on the streets for 5 years and 4.5 years. And they have never been successfully housed, as they have told my staff. It's always in the past been barriers to them accepting housing, whether they weren't quite ready with alcohol and drug treatment, or they didn't quite get the services they received. And a lot of the services that folks offered them in the past, they weren't interested in, and it became a major barrier to their housing. So now with the Housing First philosophy, our team can talk to these individuals, and it's really about meeting their basic needs and putting somebody directly into housing. And we're finding that folks are much more interested in that than the way that housing has been done in the past in Milwaukee.
We're talking right now with James Matthew, administrator of the Milwaukee County Housing Division, talking about a new program coming to Milwaukee called Housing First, which aims to put a sizable dent in the homelessness issue in Milwaukee. And what sort of housing is this? What does it look like, and where is it?
Sure. So a vast majority of the housing is scattered site housing, which means we're going to work with existing landlords that we already work with, as well as potentially new landlords, where an individual coming into our program, receiving housing first, actually gets to choose the area of town that they're familiar with. They can kind of choose their style of apartment. So really, it's trying to get individuals interested in driving their own housing, driving their own treatment, and having as much say as they can. So the great thing, I think, about the plan that we have is we're not necessarily waiting on new subsidy or new construction or a lot of rehabilitation of buildings. We're able to start right away because we're using existing resources. The only new construction that we're doing, there's a project that received low-income housing tax credits through WEDA. That'll be a 24-unit apartment building for those that are chronically homeless but also have very serious alcohol addictions. So that's going to be one of the new construction models that will be a part of this. But all the other units are just existing housing throughout Milwaukee County.
Now, as you said, you're trying to target the chronically homeless and get them in homes. How do you find these people, and how do you determine whether or not they qualify?
Sure. So the definition of chronic homelessness is an individual who's been homeless for a year straight or has four distinct episodes of homelessness within 3 years. The individuals that are homeless, that are in our existing homeless shelters, are easier to find because our database shows kind of exactly where these individuals are, what shelters they're in, and how many folks there are. So those are the easy individuals to find, and we have two existing case management agencies that just began doing this work to house those individuals right now. The individuals that are harder are obviously individuals that are sleeping literally on the streets, in parks, under bridges, wherever it happens to be throughout Milwaukee County. And that's where it takes our homeless outreach workers some time. And they literally go out every single day through the Milwaukee County Housing Division and a few of our nonprofit partners, and we're out every day trying to find individuals, either kind of through hotspots that workers got to know or through contacts with the Milwaukee Police Department that have noticed homeless camps or individuals sleeping on the street. So those individuals are a little harder to reach, but we're pretty confident that we'll find them.
Have you got some of these people in homes already?
Well, we've identified between 20 and 25 individuals already. Again, we just started our first batch of funding July 1st, but our outreach team has been working since then. I gave the two examples of the gentlemen that have been homeless for 4.5 or 5 years straight. We probably have half of those individuals that we've already seen that are very interested in housing first. And then we are working with shelter agencies because they already have the individuals that are chronically homeless into the shelters. So they'll be able to refer. Right now, actually, we have the rental subsidy in place, and we also have five different total case management contracts. So we're accepting referrals right now.
And how do you say that this affects the life of a homeless person? Since shelter is at the top of the list of needs that people have on a day-to-day basis, what does this change for people?
Well, I think it's a complete quality of life change for individuals. It really tries to reach individuals that just have not had access to their basic needs. So through our Housing First initiative, they'll have their own apartment of their choosing. We'll be able to furnish those apartments with pots and pans and linens and furniture and everything. And really, it's meeting an individual's basic needs without coming at somebody talking about what issues they're having in treatment and court and different things that the community thinks they need. It's really a client-centered approach where we're finally asking individuals what their wants and needs are, and housing's always the top of that list.
Now, one other thing you're doing in conjunction with this is you're meeting with business owners and people involved in the downtown business scene in Milwaukee, and you're urging them not to call the police, but to call you instead. How will that work?
Yes, we had an event with the Milwaukee Downtown Business District a couple weeks ago where we had Dr. Sam Senberis, the originator of Housing First, flying from New York, and kind of work with us to talk about downtown businesses. There's been a lot of attention in downtown with increased panhandling and homeless issues and behavioral issues that business owners are concerned about. So we do have a plan in conjunction with our Housing First plan that we think would really serve the downtown Milwaukee area well. What we're proposing is to take a community prosecutor, which is an individual. It's more of a community liaison through the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office that would just work with citizens and businesses downtown. And if they find individuals that clearly need housing or mental health treatment, those individuals would be served by the housing division. And if they're individuals that do not meet any of that criteria and are kind of creating nuisance-type behaviors, those individuals can be held accountable in the criminal justice system. So that's one part of it. The other part would be an additional homeless outreach worker on our housing division team that would be located just in the downtown business district. We think we can find an awful lot of individuals that will be eligible for our Housing First plan. And then the third thing is the opening of a new homeless resource center. I mentioned the 24-unit apartment building that's being constructed by Cardinal Capital Management. Within that 24-unit apartment building, we're going to have a homeless resource center, and we're looking for some extra funding for individuals to get referrals for mental health treatment, referrals for jobs, education, and to kind of give them a home base to get those resources. So that's what we're proposing to the downtown business district. We think it would have a very large impact.
James, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That was James Mathey, administrator of the Milwaukee County Housing Division.